بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. تجدید اشعار آف حضرت والا حکیم محمد اختر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ. The title is گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا. عجم کے بیابان سے مفرور ہوں گا, گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا. عجم کے بیابان سے مفرور ہوں گا, گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا. میں دیدار گنبد سے مخمور ہوں گا, کبھی نور ہوں گا کبھی طور ہوں گا. میں دیدار گنبد سے مخمور ہوں گا, کبھی نور ہوں گا کبھی طور ہوں گا. گناہوں سے اپنے میں رنجور ہوں گا, بفیض شفاعت میں مغفور ہوں گا. گناہوں سے اپنے میں رنجور ہوں گا, بفیض شفاعت میں مغفور ہوں گا. اڑے گی ہوا سے جو خاک مدینہ, میں ایسے غباروں میں مستور ہوں گا. اڑے گی ہوا سے جو خاک مدینہ, میں ایسے غباروں میں مستور ہوں گا. میں روزے پہ سن لے اعلی نظر کر کے, بدل نور ہوں گا بجانور ہوں گا. میں روزے پہ سن لے اعلی نظر کر کے, بدل نور ہوں گا بجانور ہوں گا. مدینے کے انوار و شام و سحر سے, سراپا دل و جان سے مسرور ہوں گا. مدینے کے انوار و شام و سحر سے, سراپا دل و جان سے مسرور ہوں گا. میں ممنون ہوں گا خدا کے کرم کا, کبھی دل میں اپنے نہ مغرور ہوں گا. میں ممنون ہوں گا خدا کے کرم کا, کبھی دل میں اپنے نہ مغرور ہوں گا. ہر ایک امر میرا ہے سنت پہ چل کر, خدا کے کرم سے میں منصور ہوں گا. ہر ایک امر میرا ہے سنت پہ چل کر, خدا کے کرم سے میں منصور ہوں گا. احد کے شہیدوں کے خون وفا سے, سبق لے کے پابند دستور ہوں گا. احد کے شہیدوں کے خون وفا سے, سبق لے کے پابند دستور ہوں گا. مدینے میں جب قلب و جاں چھوڑ آیا, میں مہجور ہو کر نہ مہجور ہوں گا. مدینے میں جب قلب و جاں چھوڑ آیا, میں مہجور ہو کر نہ مہجور ہوں گا. قبا کی زیارت و نفلوں سے اختر, قبا کی زیارت و نفلوں سے اختر. ہر ایک راہ سنت سے پر نور ہوں گا، ہر ایک راہ سنت سے پر نور ہوں گا، عجم کے بیابان سے مفرور ہوں گا، گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا۔
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عباد الذین اصطفى، اما بعد، this very beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dara Sheikh Arif Billah Rumi Waqt Tabriz Zamana مجدد زمانہ حضرت مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ، حضرت is teaching us that ایمان cannot be complete without the true and perfect love for حضرت نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالی وسلم. And what is the sign of loving نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالی وسلم؟ Everything that is connected to نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالی وسلم should be more dearer to a person than one's own life, than one's own wealth, that one's own family, etc. So Hazrat is teaching us here so beautifully that gulistan taiba se masroor honga, that the beautiful garden of Taiba, the beautiful pure city of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I'll be overtaken with joy and enjoyment when particularly when Allah Ta'ala gives me the opportunity to be present there. But daily, when, as our Hazrat has taught us, a person can be daily in the presence of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when we recite our durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, myself, I should see if I am doing it or not. Then at that moment, just think, I am right at the Rozai Park of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then a person will feel the different enjoyment in reciting durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in presenting that durood, and what great release and enjoyment. So Hazrat is teaching us, and as Hazrat mentions in another poem, that shart tawheed kamil yahi hai ke tera mohabbat dil aur jaan mein ho, that the condition of perfect iman is that the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam should be penetrated into the crevices of my heart and my whole body. And that is the dua that we are taught, that we should love Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than ourselves, more than our families, our parents and everything. Allah Ta'ala give us the reality of this great important portion of iman. So Hazrat further explains here that ajab ke bayaba se mafroor rahunga, gulistan taiba se masroor rahunga. When a person realizes the reality of iman, then whatever is attached to Allah Rabbul Izzah, to Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that has got great value in the eyes of Allah, in the eyes of that person, and everything besides that has got no value. So Hazrat is saying, ajam ke bayaba, all the foreign deserts of the world, whichever part it may be, outwardly it might be the best, to people it might be sounding like the best gardens in the world, Switzerland, wherever the case may be. Hazrat says, those are like foreign deserts. They've got no value. I will rather run away from those. A person give me a ticket for the world cruise, I'll run away for that. But kulistai taiba se masroor rahunga, that I'll get great enjoyment in the beautiful garden of Taiba Sharif, that is Madina Sharif. That Madina Sharif that has become pure with the beautiful countenance of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Hazrat teaches us here that a person should have enjoyment and great release in just thinking about Madina Sharif, then about Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what can be said. And a person, myself, I should ponder and think, when in our salah, when we recite durood, do we think of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So that is a one sign to measure that how far is my iman. Hazrat further explained that the enjoyment when in the presence of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when in Medina Sharif, then how a person should take great benefit from your journey to Medina Sharif, how you should take benefit from being in that beautiful environment of Noor Anwarat. That Hazrat says, Main deedar gumbat se makhmoor hoonga, kabhi noor hoonga, kabhi toor hoonga. That Allah Akbar, when Allah Ta'ala now gives the grand opportunity to have didar, to just look at the Mubarak dome of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, under which Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is resting, that that dome also becomes Mubarak because that nur is penetrating and coming up from the Mubarak body of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam right to that dome. So Hazrat is explaining like that, that nur is coming up, like how we see when they go around with all the how they take around the beautiful this thing that they burn in Medina Sharif, and everybody wants that smoke to go into their scarves, etc. Hazrat says, I'll take the smoke of the beautiful gumbat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I will cover myself in that smoke. And what is that smoke? Kabhi noor hunga. Sometimes I will be covered in noor, that I'll be in a different enjoyment. My iman will be growing. And kabhi tur hunga. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala will take me to such a height as if I'm on Mount Tur, that is so close to Allah Rabbul Izzat through the barakat of connection with Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So a person should realize, more important that we just worry that we must get all that the beautiful smell of Medina Sharif, that is there, but the real noor and the beautiful thing that a person should cover himself with is the noor of the beautiful dome of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is emitting. And the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they can feel it, they can see it. Myself, we don't feel it because we have a spiritual disease, but just Allah ta'ala has brought us here to make our spiritual purification, our islah. Then by just Allahu Akbar, thinking of Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the heart becomes full of noor. Then Hazrat says, now when you present in the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, immediately you think of your reality, that me, a sinful servant like me, gunao se apne mein ranjoor hunga, bafeze shafaat mein maghmoor hunga, that now I'll be totally regretful, that I am caught up in the filth of my sins, that I disobeyed the commands of Allah, I did not follow the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is the reality of myself. But the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, although they are in obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but yet they regard themselves as sinners, that they cannot present the ibadah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Allahu Akbar, the shan of Allah. And thus we learn from Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after so much ibadah, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam had the greatest ma'rifat. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, ma abadnaka haqqa ibadati. Because ma arafnaka haqqa ma'rifati. Oh Allah, where can we make your ibadat as your shan, your greatness, your splendor? Because your ma'rifat is wara'ul wara, beyond our imagination. But when a person realizes this, then as you come closer and Allah Ta'ala gives you the opportunity to tread this path of the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat, a person just thinks of his uselessness, of his sins, and now you are feeling worried. But on the other hand, then you get great consolation that Allah Rabbul Izzat has mentioned, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. That when Allah Ta'ala gives you the opportunity to come to the Rawza-e Paak of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you think of your sons, make istighfar, make tawbah, and then beg Allah Ta'ala that, oh Allah, and ask Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, oh Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this most useless ummati of yours who is full of sin, please stretch out your mubarak hand and make dua-e maghfirat for me. Allah Ta'ala says, you make maghfirat from your side, beg Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam to do it for you on your behalf, and see Allah Ta'ala will definitely forgive you. Allah Ta'ala, you'll find Allah loves to forgive such a person, because Allah is extremely merciful. So this is how a person, on the one hand you think of your sins, on the other hand you have great hope. Inshallah, Allah has brought me here to forgive me. And Allah has brought me here under the greatest waterfalls of the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What can all the waterfalls in the world compare to the waterfalls of the rahmat of Allah that is descending and pouring upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam? As Hazrat teaches us so beautifully how to benefit fully from the ziyarat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you go to the waterfalls, for example, Niagara Falls. That water comes down with such force, the closer you go, you need a raincoat. They give you a raincoat that you go closer to see the falls, you'll get very wet. So Hazrat says, here when we come to Medina Sharif, as we come closer to the Rauza-e Pak of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even more in torrent, Allah's rahmat is descending. But here we don't have to wear a raincoat. Here myself, we have to take out our raincoats of sins. And we have to beg Allah Ta'ala forgiveness that, oh Allah, I have come here to gain your mercy. Let me not be blocked because of my sins. And beg Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam for forgiveness. How we ask, request du'as from our mashayikh, we should request their du'as from Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The greatest shaykh is resting there. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah Ta'ala makes it such that he hears our plea and our request. Then Hazrat further explains what enjoyment you'll get in Medina Sharif when you know the reality of it. Uregi hawa se jo haake Medina, main aise ghubaro mein mastoor hoonga. That now when the wind will be blowing and the dust of Medina Sharif will be flying, I won't run away for shelter that, oh, the dust is flying. No, I will stand in that beautiful dust that is blowing, and I will get covered. That will become my shawl. That will become my scarf, that I will cover myself in this beautiful Mubarak dust of Medina Sharif. In other words, everything of Medina Sharif is so Mubarak because of the barakat of Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when a person gets connected to Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that person also becomes full of barakat. Allahu Akbar. Then Hazrat explains the highlight of this great opportunity. میں روزہ پہ صلی علی نظر کر کے بدل نور ہوں گا بجا نور ہوں گا. Allah Ta'ala gives me that grand opportunity to be engaged in the one of the great ibadat, to be present at the Rauza of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But as Hazrat teaches us that we don't go so close, we stand at a bit of a distance, and what extreme humbleness, so to say, we present our durood to Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that realizing that where can my durood be presented? But Allah Ta'ala's kindness, Allah's mercy, that you recite durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the barakat of the noor of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam now penetrates in your heart. And it covers you. Hazrat says that sometimes I feel my whole heart is full of noor. And then I feel my whole body is full of noor. If Allah Ta'ala can only open this reality to me and all of us, then a person won't be overtaken with just what is seeing the umbrellas when they open and close. And look at all the chandeliers, the real noor that is emitting from Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam and penetrating throughout the Masjid al-Nabawi and throughout Medina Sharif, then a person will feel it all the time. And then as much as durood as we can be reciting, we'll be reciting all the time. Then Hazrat explains, Allahu Akbar, while a person is living in Medina Sharif, and as even like that, just the thoughts of Medina Sharif, Medina ke anwar sham wa sahar se sarapa dil wajah se masroor hunga. That the beautiful morning of Medina Sharif, the beautiful evening of Medina Sharif, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat says that sarapa dil wajah se masroor, that totally from my heart, my body, every drop of my blood will be extremely full of enjoyment and happiness. That is a real state of ecstasy of iman, that a person enjoys it to be in the company of Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when you look at the beautiful skies of Medina Sharif, everywhere there is skies, but that sky, the beautiful nazar of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam went on to that sky. So that sky has got a different, Allahu Akbar, value. So just looking at that sky is something else. And on the other hand, you'll see that the beauty of Medina Sharif all the time. That one time Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi so beautifully mentions with a friend sitting outside that you see all the flights coming here. Hazrat, where there's no airport here? Say Allahu Akbar. Says every split moment there are flights of the Malaika that are coming from all over the world, that people are reciting durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they bringing it and presenting it to Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You are present right there. So don't be unmindful of durood at that time. Don't be worried about the politics and all. Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us, that you worried about sports and the news, etc. Try and engage as much durood as we can. Then see the enjoyment to be in Medina Sharif. میں ممنون ہوں گا خدا کے کرم کا کبھی دل میں اپنے نہ مغرور رہوں گا. Then see the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
what state of ecstasy, enjoyment. But together with that, they have the reality that I will be grateful to the special favor of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that Allah has brought me here. Where me and to be present in Medina Sharif, am I dreaming or is this a reality? Only Allah Ta'ala has brought me, so Hazrat says, not for a moment will I ever have any type of pride or arrogance at me. I'm in Medina Sharif. Every now and then I'm there. If I'm there but I'm not reciting Durood, if I'm not practicing on the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then I'm not there. I'm far away. And if I'm far away and I'm reciting durood upon Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what relief, enjoyment, and trying to practice upon the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as Hazrat teach us in the next couplet, the reality, then a person is close to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So never ever have any type of pride, Allah save me, all of us, that any good a person does is solely and only the karam and the kindness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Har ek amar mein raay sunnat pe chal kar, Khuda ke karam mein mansoor rahunga. Hazrat is teaching us now what is the crux of the wazat of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. On the one hand presenting durood, on the other hand begging for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to make dua and maghfirat for us. On the other hand, what we should take from Medina Sharif? That is the beautiful lifestyle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That every footstep of ours, this beautiful poem of our Dada Shaykh, Naqsh-e Qadam Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ke Jannat ki raaste. Allah Jalla Jalalu se milate sunnat ki. On every matter of ours, let us see that we learn the sunnat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And as I'm practicing on that, then only I will get the help of Allah. Then Allah Ta'ala's rahmat and Allah Ta'ala's assistance will come to me when I try my best to try and learn the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then have great love for every sunnah and great azmat and practice upon the sunnah and then pass it on to our wives, children and the whole ummah. Allah give me all of us tawfiq. Then Hazrat says, take a lesson from those who followed in the footsteps of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How loyal they were. Uhud ke shaheedon ke khoon-e wafa se sabak lekar paaband dastoor rahunga. What lesson I will take from Medina Sharif? Just when I come out of Masjid Nabawi, I see the beautiful mountain of Uhud, which Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, oh Uhud, we love you. You are the mountain of Jannat, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat says, take a lesson that mountain is there, but Allahu Akbar, with the blood of the martyrs that gave their blood, today we enjoying Iman. Today we enjoying this Mubarak Majlis. That Hazrat says, that see, the true loyalty of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when they gain the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat through the Sahabat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now they were prepared to give their blood and everything to ensure that the commands of Allah Rabbul Izzat be established on the face of the earth. So Hazrat says, that is the lesson I'll take. That not just go and visit Uhud and now today it, Allah Ta'ala save us, it has become like a picnic spot. It's not just a piece to take a lesson. That look at these great personalities. They gave their lives. So we also, Hazrat says that I'll take a lesson. That now I'll be totally punctual on the dastur. And that is the constitution that Allah Ta'ala has given us, the Qur'an-i Kareem. How I will practice on Qur'an-i Kareem according to the teachings of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Which shows in every time and age, if we follow in the lifestyle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam like Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, then only a person will be successful. There's no need for any changes. There's no need for any modernization of the constitution of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Medina mein jab qalb wa ja chor aaya, main mahjoor hokar na mahjoor hunga. Now Hazrat explains that a person now has to leave Medina Sharif also. You have to come away. Hazrat says that I will leave my heart and my soul there. I'll leave my heart and my soul in Medina Sharif. Then although I'm making hijrat bodily, but I'm not making hijrat from Medina Sharif. Bodily I'm leaving, but my heart is connected to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. My soul is connected to Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us this reality. Finally, Hazrat says, Quba ki ziyarat wa naflo se akhtar, har ek raah sunnat se pur noor hoga. Hazrat says that Allah Ta'ala will give me the tawfiq when I'm there, try and practice on every sunnat of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam by going to Masjid-e-Quba, particularly on Yawm al-Sabt, on the day of Saturday. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to go and perform his Israq namaz there. or perform nafal namaz in that practicing on the sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and by trying to practice on every sunnat, then my body and my heart will become full of noor. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding and give us the true love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله المولانا العظيم. We read in this kitab of that alim who wrote to Hazrat, and great lessons for us that we learn from there also. Further he writes, تین ماہ قبل تک جامعہ میں حضرت مولانا مدرسی لوگ کی مجالس میں شرکت کا معمول تھا. جب سے نقل مکانی ہوئی ہے یہ معمول بھی ختم ہو گیا. He says 3 months before, where he was studying in a certain Darul Uloom, he should attend the program of a certain alim there regularly, but since he has left there now, he's completed his studies, or he was teaching there, now he's no more teaching there, he's in another place, now he's no more attending the program of that alim either. صبح 8 بجے تا عصر مدرسہ میں مصروفیت کے بعد شام کو گھر پہنچتا ہوں تو کہیں آنے جانے کی ہمت نہیں رہتی. He says, I teach in the madrasa from 8 o'clock in the morning until asr time, and after that I'm totally exhausted. I just cannot have the courage, the strength to go anywhere, to go to any majlis, etc. بزرگوں کی مجالس سے محرومی کے سبب قلب پر اندھیرا محسوس ہوتا ہے. And because I'm not going to any of the majalis of the ulama, now I'm feeling that darkness on my heart. طبیعت میں پریشانی رہتی ہے. And also because of that, I feel uneasy in my heart all the time. And this is a thing, when a person doesn't have the anwarat, the noor, and the source of peace and contentment, then naturally this becomes the condition of a person. طاعات میں سستی اور معاصی پر جرأت ہوتی جا رہی ہے. And he says, I'm becoming lazy in fulfilling the commandments of Allah, in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala, and I'm becoming bold in committing sins also. So that is also a fact, when a person is not attending majalis, etc., this happens. نیز چند ماہ سے ایک خطرناک مرض یہ پیدا ہوا ہے کہ بعض اللہ والوں کے محاسن کے بجائے عیوب پر نظر جا رہی ہے. He says, and a terrible sin that I'm getting involved in, and everyone's sins are different. Those people who outwardly look pious, dressed, etc., etc., observe the commands of Allah, their sins are different. Here he's explaining a terrible sin that since a few months now, I'm involved in a very terrible sin, and that is some Allah wala, some ulama, some buzurgani deen, with regard to of looking at their good, now I'm looking at their bad, I'm finding faults in them. And this is a terrible sin, which unfortunately we don't even also regard, and we are guilty of. Various ulama, when somebody speaks of them, we think of them, then our eyes go to their faults, and we don't see their good. So this is a terrible sin also. اور دل میں ان کے بارے میں بعض معاملات دیکھ کر پہلے سے موجود قدر و منزلت میں کمی ہو رہی ہے. And looking at whatever is happening, and every time, like differences in the ulama, etc., whatever, all those things, what is being said about certain ulama, what we are hearing, etc., because of this, I find that the honor and respect I had previously for them, now it's becoming less. And this is also a very serious sin, a very serious sin. اگرچہ ناچیز ان کے بارے میں زبان کو بہت قابو میں رکھنے کی کوشش کر رہا ہے. He says, though I myself, humbling himself, he says, I try my utmost that I must keep my tongue in control. But today, the tongue also is out of control, and on the phone, the messages that go, etc., are just completely out of control. But he says, I'm trying to keep at least my tongue under control. Magar dil mein aane wale jazbaat aur inke baare mein paida hone wali kam qadri wa bad gumani se dil sakht pareshan hai. But the thoughts that come in my heart, and because of that, the respect that I'm losing of these people, these buzurgs, etc., because of that, I'm very, very disturbed, and my heart is uneasy and restless all the time. So this is, like for example, other people, shaitan will take them, their guna, he'll take them to a casino, for example, he'll take them to other wrong places. But people who are like righteous and pious, he'll leave them in their righteousness and piousness. He'll leave them in the masjids, in the madrasas. They will be teaching in Darul Ulooms also, doing deen's khidmat, teaching in madrasas, all that. But shaitan attacks them in a different way. And their status also high, so shaitan also attacks in a much more serious way. Person going to a casino, etc., very big guna, very big guna. But to harbor evil thoughts of the pious servants of Allah, that is a very, very great guna. But our focus may be in one direction, but see what the answer Hazrat gives. یہ اس وجہ سے ہے کہ آپ مختلف بزرگوں کی خدمت میں جاتے ہیں. The reason for this is why you are feeling this and this uneasiness and restlessness and thinking bad about different buzurg. It is because for your islah and to benefit spiritually, you are going to different buzurgs. You are, as you have written, you are going to certain alims, majlis, etc. So you are going to different ulama's majalis. Har ek se munasibat nahi hoti. And a person hasn't got compatibility with every other buzurg also. To shaitan ko mauka milta hai bad gumaan karne ka. Now shaitan gets the opportunity of putting these wrong and evil thoughts in your mind. Now when you are going there, your temperament is different. For example, you may be a person that your temperament is of ibadat. You love ibadat. And you have become that, or you go to an alim's majlis who is not making much ibadat. If necessary ibadat he is doing, his faraiz, wajibat, sunnat muakkada. But you don't see a lot other ibadat. But he is focusing on the khidmat of deen, for example. He is focusing, for example, on social welfare work. And all this that is again also very great. He is, for example, focusing on saving the iman of people. People who are getting wrong beliefs with Shias, Qadianis, all other things. And your nature is, in your eyes, a buzurg is one who makes lot ibadat. So according to you, now he's not making lot ibadat. Now you're getting bad thoughts about him. اسی لیے بزرگوں نے فرمایا ہے کہ یک در گیر و محکم گیر. That you have only one door and be strong and firm on that one door. According to your, first of all, become bayat to a sheikh of your temperament. If your nature is like of ibadat, look for a sheikh like that who engages a lot in ibadat. You'll feel happy and you won't have any problem. But and if your nature is, for example, some other aspect of deen, and there are so many different aspects and nature also of people are completely different. So whatever your nature is, become bad to such a sheikh, then don't go to other mashayikh. Then you won't have this problem. And then you carry on with your work, what you're doing. And then you will be content. Isliye tamam ahlullah se husne zan rakhe. Therefore, keep good thoughts about all the righteous and pious servants of Allah. Kha munasabat ho ya na ho. Whether you have compatibility with them or not. When a person wants to get married also, then he knows in his mind what I want. I want a homely type of girl. Hey, now, choose a homely type of girl, your life is going to go well. Now, you go and choose another type of girl. whatever your nature is, you will choose such a partner. So for your sheikh also, what your nature is, choose such a sheikh. And then you stick firm to him. And after you get married, shaitan also brings that woman is very good, I should have married her. That woman is very good, I should have married her. Now your life is going to be destroyed. You got your one wife, now just stick firm and you want and marry the type you wanted. Now you got the type you wanted, your heart is with her, that person's life is going to go so nice. And you won't have any problem whatsoever. Same way here also, we look at like the beauty of other women, you look at other mashayikh, whatever, somebody is a great lecturer, and in your heart, who's a very good lecturer, is a great buzur. Now you went and get bayat with a sheikh that is lot in ibadat, you don't see his bayans, they don't influence you. So a person should see what type, and then he should remain with that one type, and that he should make his whole life will go smooth. And then don't worry also much about other people. You do your work, you are teaching, you are a businessman, you carry on your business, you're a professional. For your deen, for your isra, you got your one buzur, you just stick there. Now don't go and let your eyes go around everywhere else. خواہ مناسبت ہو یا نہ ہو لیکن صحبت صرف اپنے شیخ کے اختیار کرے. And only go to your شیخ's مجلس, don't go to other مشایخ's مجلس. اور شیخ اس کو بنائے جس سے مناسبت تامہ ہو. And make that person your شیخ who you are fully inclined to. What you feel is piety, you go there. And then you become bad to that شیخ. یہی وہ طریق ہے جس سے لوگ واصل باللہ ہوئے ہیں. This is that path by which people reached Allah Ta'ala. They kept that and with peace of mind and contentment. But we like lot of different flavor, lot of different things. A person gets lost in that. And when a person sticks to that one type, that person becomes wasil billah. So Allah give us this understanding, and that we, there is a very great lesson which Hazrat has taught us here by the question of this alim. And when, as we were listening to the question, in all probability our mind was going to different things, that why he's not benefiting. But see how Hazrat has answered. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, and that a person will be bayat with a sheikh with who he's got munasabat, and then he remains there. Inshallah, this person will benefit greatly, inshallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد الحمد لله the Islahi Jalsa will be taking place approximately 2 weeks time so alhamdulillah we all been making effort for it going around mashallah many of the brothers have mentioned already the sacrifices the efforts they are making and one main thing is that we are going out we should go out with the intention of our own Islah our own reformation because every single one of us is in need of Islah we are in need of reformation correcting ourselves, making ourselves better. As Abu Buzrugani Deen have mentioned, Wazir mentioned also many times to us, Hazrat Mullah Ilyas Rahmatullah Alayhi used to mention, that there are 3 categories of people. The first category of a person is called a talib, a person who has got desire, and he's got talib within himself to correct himself, to better himself for his Islam and reformation. So inshallah this person will continue progressing. He will go up and up. He will better himself. And Hazrat gives the example of a ball. If you got a ball and you got wind under it, so as long as the wind is blowing it, it will continue going up, rising and rising, it will become better. It will go higher and higher. But the minute a person becomes, the second category is called qani'. Qani' is a person who is content. MashaAllah, now so many years I was in a khanka, so many years I spent time with my sheikh, so now I'm okay. So this is the minute a person feels qani', contentment, then he doesn't stay up, but immediately it starts coming down, starts falling. And the higher you go up, the higher, harder you fall. You come down faster. So this is the second category. The person with qani is content. That means, mashallah, now so many years I've been making my islah. Remember, islah, there's no limit to a person's islah. Right till a person's death, Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali, at the end of his life, he was telling one person that, alhamdulillah, I said, yeah, I make islah of people, reform people, I speak to the people. But not for one second I'm unmindful of my own islah or my own reformation. So a person has to be always within his mind pondering, and Hazrat Tanya Rahmatullah Ali to say that every time I'm thinking for different ways of my own reformation, How can I correct myself in this matter? How can I correct myself in this matter? I've got weaknesses, and every one of us has got weaknesses. So a person who feels, I'm content, I don't need my Islah, I don't need any reformation, and this person will start immediately falling down. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali, the famous incident, one day one of his nephews, he sent one young boy into his private room where he was doing some work. So there was Amrad, a young boy with no beard. So by Shiroz Mehmet Sahib, he mentioned many waqiyahs here also when he was here. He spoke a lot about this here also. That especially for the Sufis, those who are closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how shaitan, sometimes you can't trap them with women because they try to make a bunch of ihtiyat. I'm a Sufi, how can I go and speak to women? So then he traps people with the Sufis with the Amrad, young boys. And eventually they get involved with young boys and what fitness they can lead up to. So a person has to be very careful. Mashaikh mentioned two ways a person is normally destroyed. One is with women, and the other is with Amrad, with young boys. Many people fall unfortunately into many, many traps, and they destroy themselves completely. So Allah Ta'ala protect and save all of us. And this one thought came to my mind also, that this unfortunately we sing, and we are mentioning it, so inshallah it will be a means of our own Islah, reformation, that many times in our houses also we've got parda, but we don't have shari'i parda, proper Islamic parda. And what does shari'i parda mean? For example, sometimes we've got workers in our house, the workers working in our house, so we don't make parda from them. The men feel I can speak to her. And sometimes the way the clothing they are wearing also, they come in the house, their legs are open, etc., the hair is open, and are we sitting and talking to them? So it doesn't mean if a person is from another nationality or they are workers, so that means there is no parda, there is no laws of hijab. And similarly, unfortunately, it's coming creeping in amongst our people also nowadays, where the men are working in the houses. Many of these foreign brothers who are working in our countries, they're working as a garden boys, then the women are calling them in the houses. Now they're cutting tomatoes, they're cutting potatoes, and they are doing all of these things. And then we're asking, why is all conditions coming over us? But if we are openly breaking the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that any man was supposed to have ghairat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa said, three men won't enter Jannah. And one category, he said, is a person who doesn't care who speaks to his wife, who talks to his wife. And here we are bringing outside people in the house, and they are working with our women folk. And what incidents we hear of, stories we hear of, Allah Ta'ala protect and save us, where even affairs have taken place. A husband comes home, we find his wife with this man, with the worker of the house, and then the whole marriage is destroyed. But because the man himself was so stupid, as Akbar Allahabadi said, somebody asked the woman, where's all your people's pardas? So they say the parda has fallen on the brains of our husbands. Came fell off our faces and went on their brains. So they got no khairat now. They got no feelings for their wives also. Anyone can speak to her, etc. So Allah protect us from this here. This is all Islah, reformation. How can we protect ourselves? So anyhow, Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi, just to show you how much of precaution and how much of ihtiyat, every one of us needs this. فَلِلْ إِنسَانُ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ بَصِيرَةٌ وَلَوْ أَلْقَىٰ مَعَاذِيرَهُ. Man normally puts a lot of excuses over his nafs. He puts Allah says he got insight over his nafs. He knows the weaknesses of his nafs. But he puts forward always excuses. And he tries to justify himself, tries to cover up for himself. But everyone, myself, looking at myself firstly, all of us have to keep thinking of ourselves, how can we better ourselves? Not that just we are coming for the majalis, the Islah Jalsa which is taking place also, it's for every one of us firstly. That we must be here for the programs, we must take benefit. Last week when I went out, alhamdulillah, Allah put this thought in my mind, giving the dawah for the Islah Jalsa, and I was thinking to myself, that really how important Islah is for every single person. And for ourselves, firstly, how much more we need it. Because when you speak about these things and you realize that I've got this weakness still, so many weaknesses we've got within ourselves. So I'm just showing you Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi, how much of ihtiyat and precaution. So once he was on a safar somewhere, so one person wrote a letter to him. And he said, Hazrat, my daughter-in-law passed away, she's 22 years of age, and she's made so much of khidmat for me. And all the time I'm crying and I can't sleep at night, I've got no concentration in salah. Because what a woman and how much of khidmat she made for me and what and how she used to look after us. And I'm very perturbed and I'm very distressed. So Hazrat Daniel Rahmatullah wrote back to him and Hazrat said that, you see, it seems that you had a haram relationship with your daughter-in-law. Not a haram like an action, doing any action or whatever, but just your feelings for your daughter-in-law was haram. You exceeded the bounds in your love for your daughter-in-law. It's not permissible to have this here. So there were two ulama also travelling with Hazrat Daniel Rahmatullah Alayhi, his murid, but not very close to him. So they say, Hazrat, why are you so hard in this matter? This man must have a lot of love for his daughter-in-law. She made a lot of khidmat. And now he's feeling very, very bad. So Hazrat Anu Rahmatullah Ali, then he gave them a whole long bayan about ihtiyat and precaution. And then he said that Allah Ta'ala in the heart of the mashayikh, those people who Allah is taking the khidmat of deen from them,
When people send their questions to them, Allah Ta'ala puts something in their heart, certain ilham, Allah Ta'ala guides them to the right way. So this person is doing the work for a very long time, he's got a lot of experience in this matter. So he, Allah Ta'ala opens up his heart to certain things. So anyhow, this man wrote back after some while, that Hazrat, what you wrote was exactly true. I had unfortunately a wrong relationship with my daughter-in-law. But then Hazrat Ali Rahmatullah, you know, he's mentioning to this ulama, he said, you know, that me myself, I got no trust over my own nafs. He says, when I write a letter, ladies write letters to me, and I have to answer them. She says, when a man writes a letter to me, and I have to answer it, I answer it normally, but when a lady writes a letter to me and I answer it, then I get a bit of happiness within myself. And this is the nafs, I know this is my nafs. Why am I getting more happy when a woman has sent a question to me? So I realize that this is the evil of my nafs. So as it says, and I make tawbah after it especially. If I have to write a letter now, there's 10 questions of Islam, Reformation, I write the letters also. I answer them. But I make tawbah after the day. Because I can feel a bit of enjoyment in my nafs. So how much of ihtiyat and precaution a person has to make? This is all Islam, Reformation. Then how can we correct ourselves in every single matter? Hazrat Ali Rahmatullah Ali used to say that now when a person goes to the bus stop, and now he sees a lady sitting there by the ticket counter, and he wants to buy a bus ticket, and now he makes his topi right, he puts his beard right. He says, this is immediately nafs. Why he put his beard right? If there was a man standing there, he shouldn't have done that. So how nafs has caught hold of a person? So in every aspect, every one of us is to look within our lives. This is just one aspect of our lust. وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّوَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, every one of you regarding this matter of lust, you must make tawbah. Then you want to so you can be successful. Because this is where people fall headlong. So many people, Hakeem Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, mentioned that this is one place where people, they come to the shore of the ocean and eventually they drown there. They destroy themselves because of their lust and their desires. So this is something which we have to keep. This is just one aspect of our Islam, Reformation, regarding pride. How pride comes into a person. A person now maybe been a khanqah for quite a long time. MashaAllah, all the brothers coming here, they are here for quite some time. They come for the majalis gathering. But now, this feeling comes within ourselves. Look at these other people, how they are. Now a person becomes angry with them. Sometimes we start shouting people. You people are like this here. You have got no love for the sheikh. You don't come for the majlis. You got this weakness. You got that weakness. And we so far from deen. And we're shouting people like this here. Allah Ta'ala protect and save us. The effect of pride normally is that eventually you fall down. When a person mantakabbara wada'ahu, a person has got pride, Allah Ta'ala drops him. So example, we ourselves are speaking, giving bayan, I'm saying this for myself, he's speaking to other people. So how much of ihtiyat and precaution we have to have? That I must be careful, the way I'm saying something also, how I say it also, I must have the most amount of precaution. It mustn't be that tomorrow Allah Ta'ala throws me out. And Allah is independent of every single one of us. So this is Islam, that we have to have this fikr within ourselves. That I got pride within myself, and I need to correct myself from pride. I met one alim recently in Cape Town. Maybe a sheikh or whatever, he never studied a full alim course. He said, he's doing imamat in one masjid. So he was telling me, he read the kitab of Imam Ghazali, Tabligh Adin. And he said that, you know, I opened one page, and he said, this hit me. He said, I was reading the chapter on pride. And I read there that there are many causes of pride. So one cause is knowledge. One cause is piety. One cause is family, the lineage of a person. So these are all different causes which lead to pride in a person. Clothing, wealth in a person, this leads to pride. Imam Ghazali has mentioned all of them. But he said the first one I read, there was knowledge. And he says, Imam Ghazali says that many ulama get involved in pride because of knowledge. Because knowledge by itself, it raises a person up. So now a person thinks I'm better than everybody else. He said, when I read this here, I said, hey, this thing hit me exactly. MashaAllah, I was so happy that this person, what the shikr he had got. He says, every night I sit with the kitab and I think and I ponder over my weaknesses and my faults. And I'm worried about myself. So this is what Islam is. The person has to create within himself the fikr within himself. Hubbe jah, the love for name and fame. If a person wants that I must become famous in the world. People must know me. I must have a certain status. Which our Buzruk say that the last sickness, spiritual illness which comes out from a person normally is hubbe jah. But this is the fikr a person has to have. That if I got the sickness within myself, that means I'm still spiritually sick. I'm very, very far away. And our Buzruk mentioned that if a person has got this quality within himself, he realizes that I'm still very far away, then inshallah this person will progress. He's not tanya, he's not happy. And the worst is the third level which Hazrat mentioned, is a person who is naqid, a person who criticizes, he's looking for faults in people. Hey, this Maulana mentioned this here today, I don't agree with this here. They'll be looking for the faults. One is, if you don't understand something, you go and you tell the person, mashallah, very mubarak, and the person will be happy also to accept his faults. But now you're looking, as it mentioned, one alim there was, he used to always sit in the bayans, and he got a paper, and any mistake anybody makes, he'll write it down. And after the bayan, we go and tell them all the mistakes of their alim. So Ajay Bhai Padre Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, the ye uska hissa hai. This is the portion which this alim is going to get. He only is going to get the faults of the people. He will find, he will look for their faults and mistakes. He'll never better himself. He'll never become a good person. So this is the third person category, naqid. Hazrat says that person goes right down. So we have to be very, very careful. Hazrat was mentioning now about sometimes disrespect to ulama, who's finding faults in other people. Just today we read in Ma'arif al-Quran, as Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, لَا تَرْفَعُوا أَصْوَاتَكُمْ فَوْقَ صَوْتِ النَّبِيِّ. That don't raise your voice above the voice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَا تَجْهَرُوا لَهُ بِالْقَوْلِ كَجَهْرِ بَعْضِكُمْ. And don't speak loud to him, or don't speak like freely to him. Like how you speak amongst yourselves, you're rowdy, you shout, you've got a disrespect. أَن تَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ أَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْهُرُونَ. There is a fear that all your a'mal will be destroyed, and you won't even know it. So the question arises that a person, he only becomes a kafir when he knows, he utters words of kufr intentionally, then he becomes a kafir. So Hazrat Ali Rahmatullah Ali gave a very beautiful explanation of this. He says, when a person sometimes shows disrespect to the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then tawfiq is taken away from him. Allah ta'ala snatches it away from him. And when he snatches the tawfiq away from the person, then a person starts doing certain actions which lead to kufr. And then he doesn't even know that the actual reason why Allah ta'ala took me out of the khanqah, he kicked me out, why Allah ta'ala took me out of deen, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took me out of iman, is because of my bi'adabi, my disrespect. أن تحبط أعمالكم وأنتم لا تشعرون. We don't even know it. From here, the Buzurgani Deen mentioned in this ayat here, the two points Allama Qurtubi Rahmatullah Ali mentioned, that لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي, that this hukam remains till now. Don't, when you go to the Medina Sharif, in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't raise your voice in Medina Tayyibah, in the masjid. Don't raise your voice above the voice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, means don't show disrespect there. Because there is a great fear also that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is alive in his qabr, so he causes taklif and difficulty to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we went to Medina Sharif and we come back and we can lose our iman because of disrespect. And the other point he mentions is that the same adab and etiquette which refer to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it refers to our mashayikh and ulama also. So our shaykh, obviously not to the same level as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but the sahaba radiallahu anhum took the seer. When they ustad, they had an amount of respect that we can't raise our voice in front of our ustad. Don't shout out. Comes in the same ayat after that, when you come to your sheikh's house, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's house, wait for him to come out. Don't cause him inconvenience. So sahaba radiallahu anhum, when they used to go to their ustad's house, they used to also not cause him any inconvenience. Wait for them. Not go and knock at the door loudly, wake them up, disturb them, etc. The same adab. So the ulama say the same adab which has come from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says that la'alimu fi qawmihi, the alim or the sheikh in his people, kan nabi fi ummati, is like the nabi in his ummat. So the same adab and etiquette which apply this for our sheikh also have the highest level of respect, adab, etiquette, so we are not deprived. And even for other ulama kiram, Allah ta'ala protect and save us from the evil of our nafs. So this is something which we have to always, a continuous effort, a question has to be making on his islah. Wa'abud rabbaka hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, continue worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your creator and sustainer, until yaqeen comes to a person, until death comes to a person. So there is no time in our life when a person can feel that now my islah is done, my reformation is done, there is no need for me to continue. But as our Buzurgs mentioned, continue making effort throughout our lives. And Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, it wa lawla fadlullahi alaykum wa rahmatuhu ma zaka minkum min ahadin abada, walakinna allaha yuzakki man yasha. If it's not for the fadl and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, none of your people's tazkiyah could ever have got done. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes tazkiyah for whomsoever he wants to. So Hazrat used to say that also together with making effort for our islah, our tazkiyah, we should every one of us make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once Hazrat mentioned, read 2 rakats of namaz if it's possible every day, and beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, I'm still very, very far, that, oh Allah, make my islah, make my reformation, correct me, make me a better person. So alhamdulillah, while we are going out making effort for the islah jalsa, calling other brothers, trying to bring many other brothers, but the intention must be firstly for our own islah. This must be encouragement for myself, that how can I progress in this path, getting closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one narration it comes in a hadith, that if you want to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make the servants of Allah ta'ala beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you will call other people and make them the lovers of Allah, then inshallah our status, Allah ta'ala will love us also, because we are bringing other people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But never become unmindful of our own islah and reformation. And this I'm speaking for myself firstly, Allah give me first tawfiq and ability, that we have to be always conscious of ourselves, never ever forget ourselves while calling other people, while making effort also, that we ourselves are firstly in need of it. And if we come here, we take benefit from the islah jalsa, full benefit, we sit in all the programs, and we try to see within ourselves our weaknesses and our faults. And inshallah, by means of this, Allah will give us tawfiq. We will progress together with this. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah grant myself and all of us tawfiq.